那时候就开始注意的事。
These are things that we know since we are young.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣诞到底带来怎么样的意义呢
？What exactly is the meaning of Christmas then?
圣诞到底发生什么事情呢
？What happened during Christmas time?
这就是照着这是我们的主题，上帝来到人的中间。
The theme of our rally today is God with us.
当一个君王到一个乡村的时候
，When a king comes to a village,
整个乡村的人都要跪下来。
All the villagers will have to kneel.
他们一定要欢迎他们的王。
They must welcome their king.
因为这是他们政治他们国度里面最尊贵的一个人。
He is the most honorable person in the entire nation.
但是圣诞跟这些完全不一样。
But Christmas is absolutely different from all this.
耶稣就降生在世界上的时候
，Because when Jesus came to the world.
世界上的人不但没有欢迎他
The world did not welcome him.
他们不认识他
They did not recognize him.
他们没有接待他
They did not take care of him.
身为人却没有人基本的权利
He became man but he did not have basic human rights.
耶稣基督诞生的时候生在马槽的里面
Jesus was born in a manger.
生在动物所住的地方
A place where animals live.
我们每次看到圣诞卡或者马槽的时候都是那么漂亮，那么吸引人。
Every time we look at the Christmas card, the manger is very beautiful.
但我相信的许多人买圣诞卡，看到马槽的图啊，很少人曾经到过马真正住的地方那里去看看。
But few of us have actually visited a stable where horses live.
是包括我自己是这样的。
Including myself.
直到1986年
，1986，
有一个人介绍我们说，有一带贾嘎嘎有一块地要卖。你们愿意不愿意看看我就去看看
Someone told me that there's a land in Jakarta that is about to be sold so I went to see it
当我走过那一块地的时候
As I passed through that land
中间的真的有一些马住在里面
There was a stable with horses
所以我就有机会经过马棚经过马厩马住的地方
And so I could pass by a place where horses live
我一进去的时候
As I passed it
马上这个鼻子不能受
Immediately I couldn't take it
那马尿臭到一个地步呢
The urine of the horses was so smelly
一喷就喷到你脑中间去
And it could reach up to your brain
我差不多整个的呕吐出来
I almost vomited
我就用手巾把我的鼻子压住
And I used my handkerchief to cover my nose
太快三步做两步就跑掉
And quickly ran across
但当我离开马厩的地方的时候
But after I left the place
就有个声音在我心里说
A voice came into my heart
这就是耶稣降生的地方
This is the place where Jesus Christ was born
这就是上帝的爱
This is the love of God
这就是舍己的开始
This is the beginning of denying of the self
这就是自我的牺牲
This is self-sacrifice
为了成全别人
To fulfill others.
为了救赎别人
To save others.
那个时候我眼泪流下来
Oh, I immediately wept.
我说主啊求你赦免我
I said, Oh Lord, forgive me.
我讲了许多关于耶稣降生的故事
I have often talked about how Jesus was born.
我读了许多耶稣在马槽里面的经文
I talk about verses from the manger.
我也看了许多这一方面的图画
I read many books like this.
我竟然是个从来不明白你的人
But I am a person who never understood you.
我直到今天未曾认识过你
Till today, I have not known you, Lord.
看到上帝如此爱世人。
Behold, that is the way the Lord loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That He gave us His only begotten Son.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
，When Jesus Christ came to the world,
大光照在黑暗里面。
A great light came upon the darkness.
但圣经说黑暗却不接受光。
But the Bible says the darkness did not accept the light.
这句话好像很容易明白。
It seems easy to understand.
这句话是完全违背物理学的一句话。
But this sentence is against physics.
因为黑暗不接受光。
It is not possible for darkness to reject light.
光永远是主动的。
Light is active.
光永远是影响的。
It will influence.
光永远是进取的。
It will go in on the offensive.
光进到黑暗里，没有黑暗进到光里。
It is the light that enters into the darkness, not the other way around.
耶稣基督就是那个大光。
Jesus Christ is the great light.
照在黑暗的里面。
When He shines upon the darkness.
圣经说，世人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光。
The Bible says that because of their evil deed, man loves the darkness instead of the light.
当神到地上来做人的时候
，When God came to be among us,
他何等降卑
He was so humble.
何等牺牲。
He sacrificed himself.
离开天上尊贵荣耀。
He left the glory and honor of heaven.
他放弃天使敬拜他的权柄。
And forsaken the authority of being worshipped by the angels.
来到人的中间。
And came among us.
没有基本的人权。
He did not have basic human rights.
没有人接待他。
No one welcomed him.
他生在动物的地方。
And so he had to be born in a manger.
他生出来第一个吸进去的气就是非常肮脏、污秽、非常臭、非常不卫生的气。
And the first breath he took must be inhygienic, a smelly animal's place.
所以呢，当这个 Campus Crusade International 制造那一片耶稣传的影片的时候
，And so when the film Jesus was made by Campus Crusade International，
序言里面有一句话令我深深受感动。
The prologue had a sentence that touches me greatly.
Christianity started from very, very humble.Beginning.
就是基督教从非常谦卑的开始。
基督教是用最谦卑的开始发展起来的。
It started from the most humble beginning.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督教重新体会上帝的爱是何等牺牲的时候。
When Christianity experiences the self-sacrificial love of God.
基督教重新得着无穷无尽发展的可能。
Christianity received the potential for endless development.
基督教骄傲、自傲、自高、自大的时候
，But when Christianity becomes arrogant，
神的恩典就在那里结束了。
The grace of God would have been stopped。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
圣经清楚告诉我们
，The Bible says clearly，
上帝赐福给谦卑的人
，God will bless the humble，
上帝阻挡骄傲的人
，And God will oppose the proud。
若有人迟到，不要带他到前面来，就请他站在后面，因为我们已经开始一个多钟头了，没有人例外。大官来也站在那边，好不好？好，我们继续讲下。这样的基督教，从耶稣基督得到真正的启发。
And so from Christianity gets a real inspiration from Jesus Christ.
每个基督徒要效法耶稣基督，跟随他的脚踪走的时候。
When every Christian imitates Jesus and follows him.
第一步就是道成肉身的基督。
The first step is to recognize Christ, God as man.
道成肉身的意义是什么呢
？What is the meaning of incarnate Christ?
神来到人间。
It means God is with us.
为什么不是人到上帝那里去
？Why is it not man going to God?
为什么是上帝到这里来
？Why did God come to us?
有两个最重要的原因。
There are two important reasons.
第一个原因，我们是有限的。
The first one is we are limited.
有限的勾到无限那里是不可能的。
It is not possible for the finite to reach the infinite.
因为我们的能力是有限的。
We are limited in our power.
所以我们有限，不能突破有限的本身。
We cannot break through this finite constraint.
进到无限的里面。
To enter into infinity.
只有神来到人间才是可能的。
So it is only possible for God to come among us.
无限的神。
The infinite God
访问有限的人
visited the finite human being
创造的主
the creator God
来访问受造的人
came and visited his creatures
看不见的上帝
the invisible God
来到看得见的范围的里面
came within the visible world
绝对的永恒者
the absolute eternal one
进到程序的暂时中间
entered into the temporal progress
这是神自己才能做到的
this is only done by God
第二个原因
the second reason
因为人犯罪有人根本不可能寻找上帝。
After we have sinned, we cannot find God.
这就是基督教跟所有的宗教最大的出发点不同的地方。
This is the greatest starting differences between Christianity and all other faiths.
宗教以为我寻找上帝的时候
，When religions declare that we are looking for God，
圣经说这件事是没有的。
The Bible says this is not possible.
旧约诗篇两次。
The Psalms in the Old Testament twice, and once in the Book of Romans, both declare the same thing.
上帝从天上才看人。
God observes men from heaven.
有没有了解他？
Is there a person that understands
him? 有没有行善的？
He seeks for a good person.
有没有义人？
He seeks for a righteous person.
有没有寻找上帝的？
Is there a person that seeks after him?
结果答案是什么呢？
What then is the answer?
没有寻找上帝。
There is not a person who truly seeks after him.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
没有明白的。
There is no one who understands him.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
没有行善的。
There is no good person.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
所以圣经告诉我们，上帝说，没有人寻找他。
The Bible says God said not a single person truly seeks after Him.
宗教说我寻找上帝。
But the religion says we find God.
这两个不同的说法里面
，In these two different concepts，
到底哪一个是对，哪一个是错呢
？Who is telling the truth？
如果今天有一个人说，我昨天三次到杨大明的家去找他。
If a person says, yesterday I went to Yong Teck Ming's house three times to look for him.
我就说大明，昨天那个人有找你三次，是不是
？So I will ask Teck Ming, this person, did he come to look for you three times?
他说没有，昨天没有人找我。
He said, no, no one came.
我从早到晚，昨天坐在家里门口，又没有人找我。
I was sitting at the house from the beginning to the end, I didn't see him.
我说你真的没有人找你吗
？And I will ask, is this true?
他说是的，没有人找我。
And he will say, yes, it is true.
我再打电话问你，到底有没有找他？
Then I'll call that person. Did you actually visit him?
我就是找他三次。
The visitor said, "Yes, I went three times."
早上找一次，中午找一次，晚上再找一次。
Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once in the evening.
那么他有没有接待你呢
？Did he welcome you?
他根本不在家。
But he was not home.
他也不睬我。
He didn't take care of me.
听说在别的地方，我打电话他也不认我。
I called him and he didn't recognize me.
这样两个人讲的不一样。
So you have two different stories.
一个说我找他。
A person said, I look for this person.
没有人找我。
But the one said, no one seek for me.
到底如果有这种情形，发生了什么事情呢？
So what actually happened?
一个可能性。
The first possibility.
就是那个人说谎。
Is that the first person is lying?
他没有找，他说找三次。
He didn't look for a person, and he said he went three times.
第二个可能性。
The second possibility.
这个人说谎。
Is the one who is visited
lying. 人家来找他，他不承认。
He didn't recognize the visitor.
那么你说哪一个可能性比较大呢？
So which possibility is higher?
有没有第三个可能性？
Is there a third scenario?
有没有啊？有没有啊？有没有？有。
Yes.
他来找的时候，他去小便。
Alright, the person come.The visitor went to the toilet.
看不到，以为就不在了。
So the host didn't see the visitor.
第二次再来的时候，他去吃饭。
When the visitor comes the second time, the host went to have lunch.
第三次再来的，他去做大事情。
The third time he was in the toilet.
所以不在了。
So they miss each other.
他也没有说谎。
So one is telling
the truth. 他也没有说谎。
The other also
telling the truth. 但是没有碰到。
So they didn't miss each other.
还有没有第四个可能性？
Is there a fourth possibility? Yes.
第四个可能性是什么呢？
What is the fourth one?
他去找杨大明。那个人呢，信杨教的大名，但是不是这个杨大名。
The visitor looked for the wrong person.
是另外一个杨大名。
Another person with the same name.
同样的名字。
Same name.
同样的姓。
Same surname.
同样的年龄。
Same age.
但是根本另外一个人。
But it's another person.
这样的同名同姓的人常常有的。
We have many people with the same names.
所以他说我去找杨大名。
So the visitor said, I look for Yong Teck Ming.
杨大名说没有人找我。
And Yong Teck Ming said,
Well, 为什么呢？因为有另外一个人也叫做杨大名。
Because there is another person with the same name.
像我们归纳这件事的时候。
When we summarize all this,
我们就问这个问题。
We want to ask a question.
宗教说我找上帝。
When the religion say, I look for God.
上帝说没有人找我。
But God said no one would seek after me.
你相信是上帝说谎呢？
So was God lying?
或者你相信是人说谎呢？
Or was man lying?
人说谎的可能性是很大的。
The possibility of man lying is large.
上帝说谎的可能性是没有的。
But it's impossible for God to lie.
如果连上帝也会说谎，他就不是上帝，他是下帝。
If God can lie, He is not God.
上帝不可能说谎。
It is not possible for Him to lie.
而且请你注意哦。
And take note of this.
全本圣经里面
，The entire Bible
提到上帝是真实的，人是虚幻的，这一句话只有一次连起来讲的。
Talk about God being faithful and man being a liar.
这句话在哪里呢
？This verse
就在罗马书三章第五节。
It's found in Romans chapter 3 verse 5.
第十一、十二。谈到寻求上帝的人根本不存在的时候
，When the Bible talks about there's not a single person who seeks after God，
前面就交代了这个事情了。
First, it tells us this，
神是真实的
，That God is faithful，
人都是虚幻的
，And all men are liars。
所以用这件事情来讨论宗教问题的时候
，When we look at religion in this manner，
开始看见一个可能性
，You will see a possibility。
在宗教里面，人说我寻找上帝。
That in religion, when men say, I seek after God,
我寻找上帝,
I try to find God,
他们讲的话可能是真的,
perhaps they are sincere in what they say,
但是他不知道他讲的话里面有错误的事情,
but they may not know that they are wrong in what they say.
他们寻找上帝吗?
Do they really look for God? No.
他们寻找上帝的恩典,
they are looking for the grace of God.
他们寻找上帝的福气
They are looking for the blessings of God
他们寻找上帝赐的平安健康发财 万事如意。
They are looking for the health, wealth, and all prosperity from God.
他们不是寻找上帝的本身。
So they are not looking for God Himself.
这样的上帝这样的话就没有错了。
And so God is right indeed.
没有人寻找我。
There is not a single one that seek after me.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
一个父亲带了一大包的糖果来。
A father comes home with a lot of candy.
回来，爸爸确实来了。
And all the children came.
那爸爸就问他，你爱不爱爸爸？
And the father asks, do you love your father? The child says yes.
口说爱爸爸，眼睛看糖果。
But actually, the child is looking at the candy.
我很爱爸爸，我很爱爸爸，一直看着糖果。
I love my father, but I look at the candy.
爸爸，你很爱爸爸，好，爸爸把这包糖果给你。
And the father says, since you love me, I give you the candy.
谢谢，他就跑掉了。
And the child runs away.
这个叫做他爱爸爸，你懂吗？
This means that he loves the father.
为什么爱爸爸呢？
Why did he love the mother?
因为有这包一大包的糖果。
Because there's a candy there.
后来这个爸爸想叫他回来。
And the father later say, come back.
来。
Come back here.
你爱不爱爸爸？
Do you love your father?
他抓得很紧。
The child said, yes, I love.
问你真的爱爸爸？
And held on to the candy.
还是爱爸爸。
I love my father so much.
如果你爱爸爸，
if you love your father,
把一些糖果给爸爸。
Give me some of your candy.
他开始看爸爸了。
And the child look at the father.
不看糖果了。
And not the candy.
头脑开始用逻辑了。
And the child start to think logically.
用哲学来讨论了。
And start to think about philosophically.
现在已经不是爱不爱的问题，是讲道理的问题。
The question is no longer related to love.
妈妈说。
The mother says,
东西给人家不可以讨回去的。
My mother says, you cannot take back the things that you give out.
妈妈从小教导我的。
My mother has taught me this.
她没有教你吗？
My child will say, did my mother tell you this?
东西给人不可以拿回去。
You cannot take back your gifts.
哇，这个时候呢，连爸爸的逻辑输给他。
And the father lost in the argument.
突然间，亲情变成理性。
Suddenly, the child is very rational.
交通变成逻辑。
The communication become logical.
父亲没有办法，好了，不必再讲，到底你爱不爱爸爸？
The father said, do you really love me? The child said, yes.
把一些糖果给爸爸。
Then give me some of your candy.
我已经说了，妈妈说。
The child said, my mother said,
东西给人不可以拿回去。
You cannot take back your gift.
爸爸，你这样老了，这个道理都不懂吗？
How come you don't understand this, father?
小子叫老子。
And so the child is teaching the father.
我读了大学。
Because I finished my education. I have logic.
我的思想比你更精通。
I can think a lot better.
这种道理你都不懂吗？
You don't know about this.
爸爸，不要跟他讲。
So the father would not argue.
爸爸，你真的爱我。
The father said, if you truly love me, give me your candy.
他怎么讲？爸爸。
And the child would not do that.
他现在开始变成不甘愿了。
And it's not willing.
所以从刚才呢，爱情变成理智，现在变成意志。
So the love has been centered into will.
他心里很气。
And the child is angry.
爸爸给了我东西要拿回去。
My father wants to take back his gift.
你这么大，这么高。
You are so big and as an adult.
我如果不给你，给你打一巴掌，你就吃亏了。
Maybe you will hit me if I don't give you that candy.
找最小的一粒糖果。
So he will look for the smallest candy.
爸爸，爱你。
Father, I love you.
现在他也反理性了。
And then he will turn around.
一个小糖果。
I give you a little stick.
他跑掉了。
And then he ran away.
跑去哪里呢？
Where will he go?
跑去对他的兄弟说。
He will tell his brothers and sisters.
你们知道我们这个兄弟谁最爱爸爸吗？
Do you know who loved the father most?
谁最爱爸爸？
Who?
当然我了。
I'm the one, he said.
你怎么知道你最爱爸爸？
How come?
就大家不要输的吗？
Everyone must win.
难道爸爸只有你爱？我也爱。
I also love my father.
你看。
And the child says,
爸爸才在动，你看。
Look at my father, his mouth is moving.
口里那粒糖果是我给他的。
The candy he's eating comes from me.
不是你给他。
Not from you.
所以很多基督徒做一点工作，侍奉主，感到自己最爱主，因为连上帝口里那个都是我给他。
So many Christians think that they love God so much by doing little bit for Him.
这个叫做宗教啊。
This is religion.
这个叫做我爱上帝。
This is what we think for God.
寻找上帝。
This is how we look for God.
你真的寻找上帝。
Do you really find God?
现在我请你注意哈。
Take note of this.
圣经有两种不同的讲法。
There are two different concepts in the Bible.
第一种是人应当寻找上帝。
The first one is that we ought to seek after God.
第二种是人不能寻找上帝。
The second one is that we cannot find Him.
这两种讲法都是上帝的启示啊。
Both are revelations of God.
圣经说你们基督教的圣经出尔反尔，你们自己互相矛盾，互相冲突。
So it seems that the Bible is self-contradictory.
圣经说你要寻求耶和华。
The Bible says, seek the Lord God.
竭力寻求耶和华。
And seek Him earnestly.
他就会出现如同晨光一样。
And He will appear like the morning light.
饥渴慕义。
You seek thirst after righteousness.
他就给你找到。
And he will be found of you.
凡祈求的就必得着。
Those who seek will find.
寻找的就必找到。
Those who search will find it.
你祷告，上帝就给你。
And you pray, he will give it to you.
寻求我吗？
Seek after me.
不但如此。
Not only that.
圣经还亲自说。
The Bible says.
你若真心全意寻找我，你必寻见我。
If you seek me sincerely with all your heart, I will be found of
you.
Oh, Israel, seek after me.
一个角度来说,
so from a certain angle,
上帝真的要人寻求他,
God wants us to seek after him.
而且不但如此,
not only that,
保罗在这个, 在这雅典讲什么话呢?
The Apostle Paul says in Athens,
上帝按照年限跟疆界来定人, 限制人。
By his time and space, he constrained men.
上帝造了人,
God made men.
为他们定了疆界,
and he set a time.
为他们限制了年日,
and constrained his space.
所以, time and space are two containers to limit our life.
所以时间跟空间是我们人生的一种的限制。
生下来的时候,
when you are born,
出生字怎么写呢?
You will have a birth certificate.
几年几月几日?
Born at a certain time and date.
这个人
This person,
生在某某人做爸爸，某某人做妈妈的家里面。
I was born in a father and mother's home.
在看到政府签字的那个表示，这张字是合法的。
And then the government will authorize it.
这个叫做出生字。
This is your birth certificate.
有没有出生字？这个人生了，不必讲几年几月，他生了就好了，有没有
？Do you have a birth certificate without a date?
没有的。
No.
一定告诉你。
There must be.
你什么时候生
？That you are born on this day.
生在哪里
？Born in this place.
爸爸是谁
？The father.
妈妈是谁
？The mother's name.
见证人是谁
？The witness.
这个叫做出生字。
This is a birth certificate.
这个人死的时候呢
？And when this person dies.
埋葬。
When he's buried.
墓碑怎么写呢
？The tomb will say.
几月几日？
Born this
几年
？This year，
这个人名叫什么
？This person's name。
死了。
He's dead。
有没有墓碑说这个人已经死了，不知道什么时候的
？Is there a tombstone that doesn't have the date？
除非你打仗战死，后来找到尸体不知道年日，是没有办法写上去。
Unless you died in a war and no one knows when。
你生的那一天
，the day you were born，
就是你地上年日的开始。
It is the beginning of the time given to you.
死的那一天
the day you die.
就是地上年日的结束
It is the end of the time given.
这就是你时间的限制
This is the constraint of your time.
生在哪里
When you are born at a place.
死在哪里
And died at another place.
这就是你空间的限制
This is the constraint of your space.
所以我们是有时间与空间的限制
So we are constrained by time and space.
这是使徒行传第十七章里面讲的话
This is seen in the book, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17.
上帝创造人
God made men,
为他定了疆界，为他限定了年日
，and set a space and time for him.
然后讲什么话呢
？And then,
要他们寻求上帝
，that they may seek after him.
他们可以寻求上帝
，they can find him.
或者可以揣摩而得
，and may be able to understand him from the reasoning.
圣经时代有讲。
This is what the Bible says.
人要寻求上帝。
That we should seek after
him. 人应当寻求上帝。
We must find him.
人如果真心寻求上帝。
If we seek him honestly.
人找到上帝。
We will find him.
上帝造人。
Because God made man.
就是叫人寻求上帝。
For us to look for him.
但奇怪了。
However.
圣经三次说。
Three times the Bible says.
上帝说。
God said,
没有人寻找我。
There is no one that finds
me. 一个也没有。
Not one.
没有行善的。
There is no good person.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
没有明白的。
There is no one understand.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
你说我要怎么明白圣经不同的讲法呢
？So how can we understand these differences?
很多基督徒没有注意这些差别。
Many Christians did not take note of these differences.
甚至以为圣经是自我矛盾的。
They thought that the Bible is self-contradictory.
我告诉你不是的。
I tell you not so.
香港十多年前举办一次文化大会。
In Hong Kong, many years ago, there was a conference of the culture.
站起来讲一句话。
I stood up and said,
所谓所有的文化学者
all the cultural scholars,
要从基督教的神学看到一个很重要的特点
must see an important point from Christian theology.
文化使命
that is cultural mission,
跟文化的成就
the accomplishment of culture.
中间有一个很大的鸿沟
there is a big gap between cultural mandate and mission.
就是堕落的存在。
And this gap is the fact of the fall of man.
那个观念，我发展了一套的神学思想。
And from the concept, I have a unique theological thought.
就是新加坡主讲了堕落与文化的那一次的神学讲座。
And that resulted in the theological seminar, the fall and the truth.
有我没有在别地方讲，就是那一次讲。
That was the only unique theological seminar in Singapore.
这一生神学讲的只有用那。 那个题目讲一次，就是在新加坡。
And that was only done in Singapore.
你们可以看已经印出来的书。
The Fall and Culture.
什么叫文化使命呢？
What is the cultural mandate?
神给人价值观探索的这个基本的这一种本能。
It is a fundamental ability for us to seek after culture.
After the concept of value.
The concept of value.
那么什么叫文化的这个成就呢？
What are cultural accomplishments?
就是人奋斗最后所达到的。
It comes when we get our goals when we
sing. 文化的使命是高超的不得了。
Cultural mandate is very honorable and high.
文化的成就是永远不能达到我们的理想。
But our accomplishment cannot reach that ideal.
所以我们的理想永远是很完美的。
So our ideal is always perfect.
我们的现实永远是很低落的。
But reality is always very low.
我们里面有完全的观念。
We have the concept of perfection in us.
现实是非常非常苛刻的。
But reality is tough.
这其中到底为什么呢？
Why is this the case?
因为有一个重要的原因。
There is an important reason.
许多的宗教从来不知道的事。
That many religions do not realize.
原罪是存在的。
And that is the existence of the origin sin.
堕落是存在的。
And the fall of man.
为这个缘故，
because of this,
寻找上帝原先的目的，结果没有办法达到。
We cannot accomplish the original will when we were created.
上帝造人，要人寻找他。
God created us to find him.
结果人找不到上帝。
But we cannot find him.
找到了像人的，不是像上帝的偶像。
We found idols that look like men and not God.
所以我们把关公当作上帝。
So we treat 关公 as God.
你把八公当作上帝。
And we treat 八公 as God.
雷公当作上帝。
And also the thunder God.
后来什么公都不要，就把公公当作上帝。
And then we treat our ancestors as God.
我告诉你，关公从来没有说他是上帝。
关公 has never said that he is God.
关公从来没有接受人敬拜他。
He has never accepted worship.
如果今天你拜关公，
If you pray to 关公 today,
关公真的醒过来。
And suddenly he awakens.
他说你在做什么？
He will ask you, what are you doing?
你拜我。
You are worshiping me.
他一定说不好意思，不好意思。
He said, no, don't do that.
你不必自作多情，我不是上帝。
I am not God.
所以孔子没有说他是上帝。
Confucius never said he's God.
孔明没有说他是上帝。
孔明 never said he's God.
关公也没有说他是上帝。
And 关公 never said he's God.
是我们说我们寻找上帝，没有找到一个人变成上帝。
Because we try to find God and cannot find him, we substitute God with man.
上帝不是变成的。
God is not a product.
上帝不是过程产生一个产品。
It is not a product of a process.
God is not a product of the process. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
Anything which is in process is not absolute, is not God.
在过程当中呢，必然不是绝对，必然不是上帝。
道成肉身的时候，他进入过程。
Only when God became man, he entered into the process.
他是从永恒的位分进到被造界的过程中。
From eternity he entered into the created process.
但是不是从被造的过程中变成上帝。
But he is not a product in the progression of time.
我们归纳了两大点。
So we have two important points. First one,
人是被造的。
That we are created.
人是有限的。
We are limited.
所以人不能寻找上帝。
So we cannot find God.
第二，
Secondly,
因为原罪存在。
Because of the origin sin,
不能寻找上帝。
We cannot find God.
那么你说为什么说你们要竭力寻求耶和华呢？
So why did the Bible say seek after God with all your heart?
这是上帝对他已经寻找到的人所讲的话。
This was spoken to people who had been found by God.
不是做堕落的罪人讲的话。
Not for fallen sinners.
是对他拣选的百姓讲的话。
For his elected people.
我已经拣选你们。
I've elected you.
现在你们寻找我。
Now seek after me.
你们寻求我。
Find me.
所以呢，施布真最明白这句话的意义。
C.S. Spurgeon understood this.
他说：“我之所以能寻找上帝，为了拣选上帝。”
He said, "For me to find God or to choose Him."
这就是他已经先寻找我，先拣选我的一个证明。
It is only because He has first chosen me.
因为他寻找我
，because He found me.
拣选我的时候
，He has chosen me.
就把能够拣选他的种子放在我里。
And He gave me this seed that enabled me to find Him in return.
我能到上帝的面前。
And so I can come before Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
另外一个角度来说
，From another angle,
是上帝失去的，或者是人不见的。
Was God the one who is lost, or were we lost?
如果我的钢笔不见了，是我找钢笔，或者钢笔找我啊
？If I lose my pen, is the pen looking for me, or would I look for the pen?
你们回答。
The answer is,
是我找钢笔或者钢笔找我啊。
Would I find the pen or would the pen find me?
谁？ 是我找钢笔的，不是你找钢，我钢笔，我找钢笔。
I had to look for the pen.
这个钢笔不见了。
When the pen is lost,
我就找我的钢笔在哪。
I will go looking for it.
现在当你说我找上帝，上帝什么时候不见了呢
？When you say you look for God, is God lost?
上帝没有丢失。
God has never been lost.
圣经的观念很清楚。
The concept in the Bible is clear.
不是人寻找上帝。
It is not for us to find him.
上帝寻找人。
It was God who found us.
当然，钢笔是死，他不能找我。
Of course, the pen is dead. He will not find me.
孩子丢了，他会找爸爸。
When a child is lost, he will look for the father.
圣经告诉是神寻找人，不是人寻找。
The Bible says it is God who finds us, not the other way around.
人是有限的。
We are finite.
你的人是堕落的。
We have fallen.
所以当我们寻找上帝的时候
，So when we try to find God,
我们真的寻找我们中间所没有的宝，所没有的保险，所没有的安全感。所以我们是找上帝的恩典。不是找上帝。
You are seeking after the lost confidence, the lost security. So we are looking for His grace, not God.
像圣经说，耶稣基督到世界上来是寻找拯救世上的人。
So the Bible says Jesus Christ came to find and save those who are lost.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在我从第二个大的角度来看这个事情。
From a second larger angle,
中国人寻找道。
The Chinese will look for the truth in God.
希腊人寻找 logos.
The Greek will look for logos.
希腊文的 logos 翻译成中文最好的名词就是道这个字。
And logos in translation is 道 in Chinese.
这个道这个字到底什么意思呢？
What does 道 mean?
就是整个知识的内容叫做道。
All the contents of knowledge is 道。
整个智慧的根基叫做道。
The basis, the root of wisdom is 道。
整个生命的价值叫做道。
The value of life is 道。
整个价值的方向叫做道。
The direction of value is 道。
这个伦理行为的原则叫做道。
Ethics and morality's principle is 道。
物理的总法则叫做道。
And the general principle of physics is 道。
道是什么呢？
So what is 道 then?
道是原理吗？
Is it just word?
道是方法吗？
Is it a method?
道是原则吗？
Is it a principle?
道是路程吗？
Is it a pathway?
你就可以用很多不同的名词来表现它。
We can express 道 in many different ways.
那么在希腊文里面 logos 这个字。
In Greek, it is logos.
是一个包罗万象的。
It is a word that encompasses many things.
很重要很重要的句话。
An important sentence.
是一切万有原理的最基本的母体的原理。
It refers to the mother body of all things.
这个叫做 logos.
This is logos.
The mother of all logic.
这是所有逻辑的母体。
All reasonable things.
所有能够思考的东西。
The most basic logic among all things.
所有东西最基本的逻辑。
这个叫做 logos.
This is logos.
那希腊人说呢，宇宙中间有 logos。
The Greek says there's logos in the cosmos.
人里面有 logikos.
And there's logikos within a human.
Logos 是什么呢？
What is logos?
道是个母体的大的那个道。
It is a huge logos.
人是什么呢？
And what is human being?
人能够寻找明白那个道的这个小道。
We are a small 道 that could look for the larger one.
所以人与动物不一样。
That's why we're different from animals.
动物没有办法明白道。
The animals could not understand.
人能明白道
，but the human can.
所以中国人说你知不知
？So the Chinese says, do you know?
知。
You say yes.
知什么
？Know what?
知道。
We say know 道。
知什么
？What do you know?
知道。
We know 道。
你不知道，你就胡说八道。
You're telling nonsense.
你不要胡说八道。
So don't talk nonsense.
你要好好明白道。
You must understand 道。
这个道很重要。
So it's very important.
请你道来给我听。
Why don't you tell me about 道？
道把它讲出来，变成道出来了。
So in the Chinese understanding, it's saying
那行出来的
something you do
道或用出来的
something you can live with
道
is also 道。
所以做人有人道。
So we say there's a 道 for human being.
讲话有言道。
There's a 道 for speech.
文章是文以载道。
And there is a way to write words.
道德。
We have ethics.
道理。
Reasons,
道路。
Pathway,
道义。
And
道心。
And
道行。
And the way,
道
all these are 道。
没有道，不必讲理。
Without 道 we can don't have to talk about reason.
没道理了。
There's no reason.
没有道就不必讲理了。
So without 道 there's no reasoning.
没有道不必谈德。
You don't have to talk about ethics.
道德。
In Chinese, 道
理。
And reason.
道路。
Pathway.
道义。
And righteousness.
道心。
And the heart.
道行。
And the way.
你看到没有？所以道是个母体。
So it is like mother description.
希腊人的 logos,
the Greek logos,
就是中国人的道。
Is the same as the Chinese 道。
中国人讲道讲得很精细。
And the Chinese is very detailed about the description of Tao.
特别是两个人,
especially two of them.
一个是孔子,
one is Confucius.
一个是老子,
the other is Lao Tzu.
都在谈到,
both are talking about Tao.
孔子很谦卑啊,
and Confucius is very humble.
有一天跑到老子那边去问道,
and one day he seek after Lao Tzu.
那么孔子跟老子住得很远的地方,
they live very far apart.
所以他要翻山越岭,
so he has to go through the mountains.
他要经过乡村农田, 再经过城市, 再到边属的地方,
and pass the villages and cities to find Lao Tzu.
经过长远的路途,
after a long distance,
问什么叫做道,
he asked Lao Tzu what is Tao.
这样说来呢,
and therefore,
中国人讲道的时候呢,
when the Chinese talk about Tao,
其实一面知道有道, 一面不知道,
on the one hand they know there is the existence of Tao, but they don't know what is it.
知道有道,
we know there is a Tao,
这个道又不知道是什么道,
but we don't know what it actually is.
又知道又不知道,
so we become confused.
要去找到,
so we must find it.
怎么找呢?
How do we find
孔子说呢,
it?
小人不找到的,
Confucius says the despicable person will not look for it.
小人找吃的,
the despicable person only seek after
food.
哎呀,你一天到晚忙着什么?
专家专家,
so you are busy with for food.
我找吃找吃啦,
I look for food.
一天做就是为了三餐,
and every day I work for food.
这是小人啊,
Confucius said this is a despicable person.
如果你活在世界上单单为了找东西吃, 你跟蚂蚁差不多一样,
you are much like an ant if you just look for food.
蚂蚁跑来跑去就是找东西吃,
that's what the ants do.
你比蚂蚁更不如,
it's worse than being an ant.
因为很多人有了钱就花光了,
many people spend all their money.
蚂蚁一定储蓄的,
but the ants will save.
Deposit.
A deposit.
蚂蚁一定有储蓄的,
he will have a deposit.
蚂蚁一定很勤劳, 没有慢慢走的蚂蚁, 没有的,
the ant is very hardworking.
还有蚂蚁一定很有礼貌的,
and the ant is very courteous.
人跟人见面有时候不睬人的,
sometimes we do not care about each other when we meet.
看见两个蚂蚁见面的时候头这样的吗? 没有的,
but the ant does do not do that.
他一定再走再看那个再叫叫叫叫没有一只蚂蚁没有礼貌的,
没有touch their head,
对不对呢? 那么这个到底谁安排的呢?
Who arranged all this?
圣经说,
the Bible says,
你要察看蚂蚁的动作,
observe the ants,
叫人学蚂蚁啊,
learn from them.
所以我认为人类的老师,
so I think that there are teachers,
上帝,
number one is God,
第二,
the second teacher,
基督,
Christ,
第三,
the third teacher,
神的道,
the word of God,
第四,
the fourth,
圣灵的, 这个启示的光照,
the Holy Spirit.
第五,
the fifth,
是先知使徒伟大的圣人,
the prophets and the saints.
第六,
the sixth,
历史的教导,
historical lessons.
第七第八第九, 最后呢,
the last one.
什么老师啊?
Who are the greatest teacher?
蚂蚁,
the ant.
你要察看蚂蚁的动作,
observe the ant.
它可以做你的老师啊,
the ant can be your teacher.
我从小看蚂蚁, 到现在学了很多蚂蚁的东西,
I have learned many things from the ants.
我不是开玩笑的,
I'm not joking with you.
我没有机会讲, 以后我专讲蚂蚁给你听就好了,
maybe later I'll talk just about ants.
给我们很多很多的启发,
there are many inspirations from ants.
因为它做蚂蚁啊,
as an ant,
它就照着蚂蚁应当有的道德道路道行其实,
they will follow the pathway of an ant strictly.
道是什么呢?
What is Tao?
道是上帝隐藏在大自然中间的智慧。
It is a wisdom that God has embedded in nature.
运行不停,
and it is always flowing.
那么这个道到底是什么呢?
Then what it is then?
是一个个体,
is this an element?
或者一个思想呢?
Or a thought?
或者是思想里面的一个题目呢?
Or is it a theme in your thought?
今天就要跟你们思想这个事情了,
I want to think about this today.
在孔子的思想里面,
in the thoughts of Confucius,
有一个叫道这个东西,
there is such a thing as Tao.
很重要, 很重要,
very important.
重要到什么地步呢?
How important is it?
我们与它分开一下子都不可以的,
he says we can't be separated in instance.
所以我们是跟道在一起才能获得,
so we have to live by Tao.
片刻离开你就不行了,
you can't even leave it for a moment.
你说孔子呢就这样讲,
when did Confucius say that? He said that.
孔子说,
Confucius said,
道则已不可须臾离也,
he says that Tao is with us and we cannot be separated with it from it.
We cannot be separated even for one moment.
Even for a moment.
不可以片刻离开他,
not even for a moment.
这个跟约翰福音第十五章第五节一样,
similar to Gospel of John 15, Jesus Christ said,
你们离开了我, 就不能做什么,
apart from me, you cannot do anything.
孔子说呢,
so Confucius said,
人不可以离开道,
we cannot be separated from Tao.
耶稣说,
Jesus Christ said,
你们不可以离开我,
you cannot be separated from me.
因为刚才罗伯斯给我们 念了这句圣经。
Dr. Low read from Master.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
道与上帝同在。
And the word was with God.
道就是上帝。
And the word was God.
道成了肉身。
God became flesh.
基督就是那个道，所以他说你们不可离开我。
So Jesus is the word. So he said you cannot leave me.
讲耶稣讲的跟孔子讲的一样不一样呢？
Does that mean that both are saying the same thing?
一样。
It sounds the same.
不一样。
But it's different.
不一样，
it sounds different,
但是一样。
But this is same.
又一样又不一样。
Same and different.
一样在哪里呢？
What is similarity?
原理是一样。
The principle is the
same. 不一样在哪里呢？
What's the difference?
Because 孔子讲到道，那个道在哪里？他没有讲，就是说道不可分开。耶稣讲是道告诉我们，你不可以离开我。
One is spoken by Confucius who did not know what道is, but the other one by Christ with the word.
你开始找到了，找到什么？
You see,
在基督教里面。道是一个讲话的主体。
In Christianity, the word is a person that speaks.
在孔子的思想里面。
But in Confucius,
道是在头脑里面一个思想的内容。
道 or the word is just something in his mind.
思想的内容。
A content of his thoughts.
在孔子里面。
It is within Confucius.
是比孔子更小的。
Smaller than Confucius.
道的本体。
But the word in itself
创造万有
created all things
甚至创造孔子
created Confucius
比一切更大
so it's greater than all things
约翰福音第三章说
the gospel of John chapter 3 says
父爱子
the father loves the son
万有都交在他手里
and gives all things into his hands
他超乎万有之上
he surpasses all things
上帝赐给他圣灵是无限的灵在他的身上。
Because God gave him the infinite Holy Spirit.
我是有限的。
I am finite.
我有限的人头脑是有限的。
My limited mind is finite.
有限的人有限的头脑里面有很多的题目，其中一个叫做道。
And in my finite thinking, there is a topic called the Word.
有限中间的有限的中间的有限。
And this is a finite thought in a finite body.
圣经讲的道不是有限的。
But the word or logos in the Bible is not finite. It's infinite God. The infinite spirit is in him. And so as the word or logos, he came and declared, apart from me, you cannot do anything. Is it the same? It is the same but a bit different.
Is
it different? But it sounds the same.
今天晚上,
this evening,
如果您找到了所有的宗教跟基督教最基本不同的地方,
if you can find the fundamental difference between all faith and Christianity,
那你有福气了,
then you are blessed.
因为你才能够在人生中间建立真正有上帝的信仰。
Then you can establish within your life a true faith in God.
从来没有人寻找上帝。
No one has ever found God.
上帝寻找。
It was God who found us.
所以在孔子的思想里面。
In the thinking of Confucius.
君子谋道不谋食。
He says a true gentleman will seek after Tao and not just food.
道则已不可虚意离也。
And you cannot be separated from Tao for a single moment.
孔子论道的时候还有一句最重要的话。
And another word saying of Confucius is very important.
道即死可以。
He says, in the morning, if I understand Tao, I'm willing to die in the evening.
有一天早上我能明白那个道。
If one day in the morning I can understand Tao,
那一天晚上我死了我也甘愿。
I am willing to die by the evening.
那么孔子到底有没有找到那个道？
Did he actually find Tao?
这样可恶道。
He sought after it.
孔子的道不过是他思想里面不能不承认一定存在的那个课题。
But it is just something that he know exists.
但是圣经告诉我们道永远不是课题。
But the Bible says it is not a subject.
道是一个主题。
It is an object.
它是寻找人的主题。
It seeks after us.
所以圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says,
耶稣到世界上来,
Jesus Christ came to the world
道的身份,
as the word itself,
宣布自己是谁,
to declare himself.
我想第二个中国的大思想家,
the second important thinker in China,
不是孔子,
is not Confucius,
是老子,
was Lao Tzu.
老子比孔子对道有更正确, 更准确的解释。
Lao Tzu had a more precise understanding of Tao.
因为孔子知道他一定要诚实, 不明白的他就说不明白。知为知，不知为不知，是知也。
And Confucius says the things we know, we should say we know. The things we don't, we should say we don't know.
他知道他不明白，像老子那样明白。
So he knew his knowledge was not like Lao Tzu.
他要去老子那边去明白什么叫的道。
That was why he sought after Lao Tzu to understand.
老子见孔子来。
When Lao Tzu saw 孔子，
是不是高兴得不得了？像你这么大的老师都来找我，那我是老师的老师啊。
Was he overjoyed that a great teacher came to look for him?
不是。
No.
老子一点不客套。
老子 was not too courteous.
你要明白道吗？
He said, "Do you want to understand?"
看你这种样子很难明白。
Looking at you, I think you cannot understand.
这个老师真的不客气哦。
So very fierce teacher.
看你这副样子。
Look at your face.
哪里能够明白道？
You cannot understand 道。
去侄子教他一桶银子。
So I cannot teach you because you are not good enough.
你要把你的骄傲除掉。
You got to get rid of your arrogance.
你的银子除掉。
And get rid of the shadow of arrogance.
否则你不能明白道。
Or you cannot understand.
孔子的七五十里我很出名。还要给你骂
Confucius said, I'm very famous.
我从旧就反对你了。
I was opposing to you.
谦卑得不得了。
Not so, but he was very humble.
责备了以后呢？
After the rebuke from 老子，
对他的学生说什么？
He said to his students,
哎呀，我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you this.
我虽然是你们的老师。
Although I am your teacher.
我虽然是名震四海。
Although many people know about me,
是一个大有学问的人。
I am great, have great wisdom.
我告诉你啊。
But let me tell you this.
海里的鱼怎么游，我知道。
I know how the fish swim in the ocean.
天上的鸟怎么飞，我知道。
How the birds fly in the air.
因为鱼有鱼道，鸟有鸟道。
Because both have their own ways.
游有游水之道，飞有翱翔之道。
There is a way to swim, a way to fly.
怎么飞有它的道理。
There is a reason for flying.
怎么游有它的道理。
There's a reason for swimming.
但是呢。
However.
龙从哪里来？
Where would the dragon come from?
龙跑到哪里去？
Where would he go?
我不知道。
He said, I do not know.
我只知道鸟，知道鱼，不知道龙。
I only know about the birds and the fish, but not the dragons.
我知道人道，不知天道。
I know about humanity, but not heaven.
我只知道人性，不知天性。
I know about human character, but not heaven's character.
我只知性与天道，不可得闻也。孔子没有办法讲。
Confucius said, I cannot know about heaven.
但是今天我见老子呢。
But then I found 老子。
不是见到鱼。
Not that I found fish.
也不是见到鸟。
All the birds.
我是见到一条龙啊。
But I have witnessed a dragon.
孔子知道老子比他更明白道。
So Confucius was humble enough to know 老子 no
more. 那如果讲我们来问老子好了。
So let us ask
老子，道是什么？你道给我听好不好？
Why don't you tell me what 道 is?
你讲给我听嘛。
Tell me what 道 is.
把道讲给我听嘛。
Tell it to me.
老子，你要我讲道吗？
老子 said, Do you want to know?
道可道，非常道。
He says the 道 that can be spoken is not the true 道。
能讲出的道就不是永恒的道，所以道讲不出来呢。
So I cannot explain it.
那么你到底不能讲那个道吗？
So can you explain it properly?
道到底是什么呢？
What exactly is 道？
道的道就是有物混成，先天地生，物不知其名，名之曰道，强之曰大。
老子 says that it is something that we don't even know the name of.
哎，这个东西呢是很大。
It is so big.
这个东西是很早的。
And very ancient.
天地没有以前，它就生出来。
It was born before the heaven and the earth.
奇怪了，他用生这个词啊。
He used the word born.
跟圣经说耶稣是独生子用的字一样的。
Similar with the Bible, only begotten Son of God.
其他是被造的。
Everything else is created.
基督是生下来的。
But Christ is begotten.
老子也用了这个词。
And Lao Tzu used the same word.
道
the 道
是先天地生
was born.
周行而不殆
and circulate in the nature.
他一直绕来绕去，但是他绝对，他有没有办法，没有办法灭亡，没有办法停止。
It goes round and round without ending.
而且他独立而不改
and it is unique and will not change.
他是这个独立 independent and unchangeable. 所以呢，他已经。比阿里多德更早250年想到了那个 unmoving mover 的观念。
So the unmoving mover was thought by Lao Tzu 250 years before Aristotle.
老子真的是了不起。
So he was a great philosopher.
我们真是起不了。
But not us.
老子真是好厉害。
He was a great man.
道生一，一生二，二生三，三生万物。
And there's a concept of how everything comes from 道。
万物起于有。
And all things come from the beginning.
有起于无。
And the beginning comes from nothingness.
结果变成一个无，什么无啊？
What is this nothingness?
那个无不是没有。
It's not that there's nothing.
那个无是无极。
It is the endless one.
无限。
The infinite.
所以老子的思想很深的。
So he has very deep thoughts.
这个道到底是什么道呢？
What is this 道呢？
他说呢，整个宇宙万物呢。
He says that in the cosmos.
是呢。要照着某一些原理来遵循的。
There must be certain principles.
所以呢，地
，so the earth，
法， 人发地。
The earth comes from the human being.
But man are according to
man
the law
from the
of the earth.
Yes.
那么地发天。
And the earth is according to the laws of heaven.
天发道。
And the heaven according to the laws of Tao.
道发自然。
And Tao came from nature.
那个 nature， 他讲的 nature 不是指 nature 的意思。
Not our understanding of nature.
是自以为自己永远本来自己就是这样，那叫做自然。
Something that is self-existing.
自己本来就是这样。
Something that is self-existing.
所以他已经想到了永恒者、自我存在者，是孔子完全不明白的。
So he already understood a self-existing one.
但问题是什么呢
？But what was the problem?
老子的思想最靠近圣经这一方面。
Lao Tzu's thought was pretty close to the Bible.
但是还有绝对不同的地方。
But there's something absolutely different.
老子的道是不讲话的，是老子讲出来，越讲越不清楚。
The Tao that Lao Tzu understood cannot speak for itself.
而圣经的道是向人讲话，创造人，启示人明白的那位原本的上帝。
But the Tao in the Bible is the Word of God that created all things and helps us to understand Him.
今天我跟你们新加坡人。
So for the Singaporeans today,
我们谈到了这个中国文化最盼望明白的事情。
We talk about what the Chinese culture wants to understand.
中国文化最高的境界、最高的目的是什么呢
？The climax of the Chinese culture is
只有四个字
，only four words.
天人合一。
That heaven and man may be one.
大家说一二三，天人合一。The unity between heaven and man. 天人合一，哦，如果一个人跟天合一了，哇，这个人是最高最伟大的。
If a person is one with heaven, the Chinese believe this is the highest thing that we can do.
孔子说我没有办法。
But Confucius say I cannot do that.
你们不能明白天道吗
？I cannot understand heaven.
但是道很重要。
But Tao is important.
重要的不可以分开。
I cannot be separated.
但我不明白。
But I cannot understand.
所以我没有办法，我把我所知道很重要的告诉你。
So I tell you that it's very important.
老子讲道。
And Lao Tzu talk about it as well.
是他讲出来的。
It is something from his thinking.
不是道对人讲，是他自己想得到。
A product of his thoughts.
所以无论是孔子的哲学
，whether it's the thoughts of Confucius,
无论老子的哲学
，or 老子，
道都是被动的。
Tao is an object.
道不是主体。
It is not the initiator.
道没有向人讲话。
It never speaks for itself.
所以到耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
，But when Jesus Christ came to the world,
圣经怎么样讲呢
？The Bible says,
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
什么开始的
？When?
太初啊。
In the beginning.
什么叫太初呢
？What is the beginning?
比起初更原初更原太初。
In the very beginning.
最先最先。
The very first.
自我存在的。
The self-existing one.
这个要表达的就是老子所要讲的所谓自然。我们现在讲自然就是有山有树有花大自然不是那个自然
This was the nature that Lao Tzu referred to
老子讲的自然是自我本来就是那样没有改变的自我存在的本体叫做自然
He was referring to the self-existing one that one that will never change
可惜他讲的多深讲的多么奇妙都是被讲出来的一个被动体
But no matter how marvelous he described it It is just a product of his thoughts
只有圣经上帝说
Only God said
I am who I am
我是自由拥有的
摩西问上帝说你是谁
Moses asked God who are you
上帝说
God said
我是自由拥有
I am that I am
我差派你
I send you
我创造世界
I created the world
老子说有一个道
老子 said there is a Tao out there
他是独立的
He is independent
老子讲另外一个他
He's talking about someone else
圣经上帝说就是我
But in the Bible God said it is my
所以你谈恋爱的时候
When you fall in love
你很喜欢一个女孩子
When you love a woman, a girl
你就对人家说我很喜欢她
And you say well I love her
如果有一天我能娶到她
If one day I can marry her
我就高兴得不得了
I will be overjoyed
但永远还是一个她
But she will always be another person
直到有一天
If one day
那个她跑到你面前
She come before you
她说我爱你
And say I love you
那现在就不是一个她变成一个我对你讲话了
Now it is not her but I who is speaking to you
你现在完全不必再绝望盼望盼望绝望要活要死要自杀不必了
You don't have to seek after her anymore
当她说我爱你的时候
When she says, I love you,
你问到的你要不要跟我结婚
You will ask, do you want to marry me?
她说我要跟你结婚
She will say, I want to marry you.
你说我等了很久了
And you say, I wait for a long time already.
现在就到婚姻注册出去吧
Let us go to ROM now.
现在变成我你的事情
So it's become you and I.
所以基督教跟所有宗教不同的地方。
The difference between Christianity and all other faith.
根本不是人去找上帝。
It is not for us to find God.
人去想上帝。
Or to look for him.
人去讨论上帝。
Or discuss about him.
人去介绍上帝。
Or to introduce him.
上帝找人。
It is God who finds us.
上帝找人的中间。
God came among us.
神在人间。
God with us.
这是今天这一次圣诞节的主题。
This is a theme for this evening.
Oh,
the Word became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. This is Christmas. Christmas is not Christmas tree, or the Christmas flower, or the Santa Claus. It is God with us. Dear brothers and sisters,
我请问你,
my question to you is, when the Creator,
那位真理的本体,
the truth himself,
那位爱的本体,
the love himself,
那位永恒者,
the eternal one,
那位生命的本体,
the life itself,
他曾经到世界上,
he once came to world
住在人的中间,
and live among us.
请问,
my question is,
你与他有关系吗?
Do you have a relationship with him?
你肯不肯把你的心打开来?
Are you willing to open up your heart?
对主啊,
to say, Oh Lord,
你既然愿意到世界上来,
since you are willing to come among us,
现在我求你, 进到我的心中,
now I ask that you come into my heart.
求你在我的生命里面存在,
I ask that you live in my life.
神在人间,
God with us.
求你与我同在,
I ask that you be with me.
天使对耶稣说,
the angel says to Joseph,
要给他起名叫耶稣,
give him, name him Jesus.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面,
for he will deliver his people from sin.
天使对耶稣说,
the angel said to Joseph,
应验先知所讲的话,
in fulfillment of the words of the prophet,
必有童女怀孕生子,
that the virgin shall be with a child,
也给他起名叫做以马内利,
and you shall name him Emmanuel.
以马内利什么意思呢?
What does Emmanuel mean?
Emmanuel.
In Hebrew is Emmanuel.
El 是什么?
What is El?
Elohim.
Elohim.
Manuel 是什么?
Manuel.
是Manusia,是人.
Man.
Emmanuel 什么意思?
Emmanuel.
神与人同在。
God with us.
上帝与我们同在。
God is with us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这就是圣诞。
This is Christmas.
这就是道成肉身。
This is God becoming flesh.
这是耶稣基督降生的意义。
This is the meaning of Christ coming among us.
今天晚上,
this evening,
我很严肃地问你,
I ask you solemnly,
你心里面有没有耶稣基督?
Do you have Jesus Christ in your heart?
你曾经不曾经把你的心门打开来?
Have you once opened up your heart to him?
你曾经不曾经跪在他的面前?
Have you once kneeled before him?
最恳切,
with all sincerity,
最真诚,
with all genuineness,
最谦卑,
with all humility,
最敬虔的态度说,
with a heart of awe,
以马内利的上帝,
the God of Emmanuel,
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ,
求你进到我的心里,
I ask that you come into my heart,
求主住在我心里,
live within me,
求主与我们同在,
be with me,
降生在我的心里,
be born in my heart,
与我同在,
live with me,
直到永远的,
to all eternity.
请问,
my question is,
你肯不肯?
Are you willing?
你肯不肯?
Are you willing?
你不是回答我,
you are not answering me,
你回答你的主,
you are answering your Lord.
今年圣诞节,
the Christmas for this year,
我特别到你们中间来,
I have come specially among you
这一天的道理,
to preach this gospel to you.
我告诉你,
I tell you this,
天人合一不再是一个理想,
heaven and man being one is no longer an ideal.
天人合一不是我们的辩论,
the unity of heaven and man is not a subject of debate anymore.
天人合一不是我们思想的产品,
the unity of heaven and earth is not a product of our thoughts.
天人合一在基督道成肉身里面已经是被
The unity between heaven and earth is a promise that came because of Jesus Christ. I have experienced this unity. God has been with me. His word is in my heart. His word saved me. His word illuminated me. His word changed me. His word filled me. And through me, his word has been preached to you. That many people will witness his glory. This evening, you can enjoy the same thing. You can experience
it.
The unity and the promise of God and man being one. Are you willing? Are you willing?
若有人,
if there's anyone,
你肯与主同在,
if you're willing to be with the Lord,
享受神人合一的应许,
and enjoy the promise of the unity of heaven and men,
今天,
this evening,
你把心打开,
open up your heart,
我要为你祷告,
I will pray for you,
让基督住在你心,
that Christ may live in your heart,
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
现在对主说,
right now say to the Lord,
我们低头祷告,
let us pray,
我们大家低头祷告,
when our heads are bowed,
有哪一个